This year I invested in pumpkins. They've been going up the whole month of October, and I got a feeling they're going to peak right around January.
Hello, world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show. And this week, I'm joined once again by, he can't get enough, folks, Andrew Rizzitello.
Greetings and salutations.
And rejoining us, Ryan Taggart.
Hello.
World.
World.
You were halfway there.
I was like, I couldn't do it.
You can. It's fun to be over the top. It's kind of fun to do that. Well, we're back on Zoom, by the way, just because, you know, circumstances, which again, you know, these Zoom shows will happen here and there. No big deal. We still bring the funny. It doesn't matter whether we're in the room or we're in different rooms. It's still a good time. But if you're wondering, Yes, the show is on Zoom yet again. And well, we're into September now. Fall is just days away, pretty much. And we all know what that means. It's pumpkin spice season.
It's pumpkin spice season.
Hold on, I have to go get my Uggs.
Pumpkins and goddamn everything.
It is. Including your stomach, because we were just talking before the show
nice
started.
Segue.
I mean, this just this landed in my lap. What am I supposed to do? Ignore it?
So here's how this whole thing started, all right?
Oh, please.
So there's a Starbucks in the Target that we go to in Toms River.
So the dinosaurs died and the earth cooled and...
Not that far
back. We're not going that far back.
Yeah,
what's the matter with you? The show's only an hour 15. Yeah. Easy.
So during the Mesozoic era.
Oh, my God. Hey, maybe another Guide to Life episode.
Ooh, yeah. Guide to Life, the Mesozoic era.
All we do is have Uggs.
I hope you have 47 hours.
Maybe. Oh, my God. We've evolved beyond podcasting. We're doing just audiobooks now.
Yeah.
We're not saying any of the information's correct, but...
No, so that's why I read them.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it's not going to stop us from telling you.
So there's a Starbucks, right? This is how the story starts.
Yep, there's a Starbucks every 11 feet, right? But yeah, that's how... I mean, every good
Starbucks every 11 feet.
Every good story starts with, and there was a Starbucks. Every night out starts with a story.
Jen, you know, our wives love coffee. Like, Jen loves Starbucks, and like, I'll drink Starbucks. I usually get their like those green teas that they have, which are delicious. Tazo or whatever they are.
Yeah, Tazo, Tazo.
Yeah,
potato, potato.
Yeah, they have good teas.
Taser.
I've been
Andrew's gonna give it the taser tease. Like taser tease, like electrocution shit. What? Like, Andrew, that's not right at all.
Should I even be here? Like, I'll leave.
Go to bed.
Just do your part. Yeah, go to bed.
Okay.
I'm staying up for this. It's 8:18, and Andrew's still up. Everybody, just enjoy it.
Yeah. So when I so there was a Starbucks. Like, I don't know. Yeah, so there was a Starbucks.
It's a running
God
gag.
Damn it! Let me. And, you know, she knows what she wants. I was like, what do I want? And she's like, I don't know. I was like, you just order for me, okay? And now they have pumpkin out because, of course, they had pumpkin out in like August because obviously people are...
It's getting earlier and earlier.
Halloween.
It's like summer. Yeah. It's like summer movies now come out in April instead of Memorial Day weekend. And now pumpkin spice
comes out.
Yeah,
it's summer already. And in August, they're like, hey, it's Halloween already.
Yeah. Oh, no shit. Yeah.
It's no, like, it fucking isn't.
Yeah. July was back to school. Now it's Halloween in August.
So I got some sort of, I don't know, chai coffee with pumpkin stuff in it and then pumpkin cold foam. And it was fucking delicious. It was literally like liquefied pumpkin pie, which I love.
Ryan, hold on.
Yes.
Did they have to amputate your leg from diabetes?
Yeah. Okay. Both of them.
Yeah.
Because that's all that sounded like.
It's fucking, it's diabetes in a cup and it's so good.
Dude, that was my gateway into... pumpkin spice, like in the beginning, back in like 2009 when pumpkin spice was first a thing, because where I was working at the time, there was a Starbucks in the building, and the woman who ran it said, hey, try this new flavor, it's pumpkin spice. I was like, I don't like coffee. Like, I'm not going to drink that. She's like, no, but it's really good because it's pumpkin. It's got cinnamon and blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, that sounds good. Because my thing is, it needs to taste like dessert for me to drink it. Like, I don't enjoy the bitterness of coffee. Only people of a certain generation do. My dad drinks black coffee. Why? He was in the army in the 60s, and that was all there was. Yeah, there was no sugar. There was no cream to be found.
It was just tar. It wasn't coffee. It was tar.
Basically.
That's what it was.
Yes. Although he usually will add like a thimble of half and half these days, but that's it. So like, it doesn't qualify.
Thimble.
Yeah. It's more like, they should call it.
I can see him doing that though. Just like.
Measuring out like a thimble. It's literally like, you know, like an eyedropper of half and half. And I'm like, what's the point? Anyway.
Yeah. What's the point? Yeah. You're not moving the needle here.
Right.
That's not even enough to dissolve the oils.
Yeah. Like you can't even taste it. Anyway, for me, it needs to taste like dessert. Like, that's how I was even with alcohol in the past. It was like, I loved a chili strawberry margarita because it tastes like dessert. Because
it liquefied dessert. Yeah.
Right. Like, as long as it has more.
If you love pumpkin pie with this kind of stuff, then, you know, there you go.
Well, it wasn't.
Put in a blender and then into a cup and then there you go.
It was cinnamony, which is the thing. Like, it's not, it's like pumpkin spice. It's more like pumpkin and cinnamon.
Right.
But pumpkin spice has become a thing.
Right.
And 2009, I think was the.
What's the word, Ryan? Autumnal?
Autumnal, yes.
The fuck is
we
that?
We can call it that. You know, it's vibe.
You're saying
yeah. It tastes like it takes like a little bit of pumpkin, a little bit of leaves,
autumnal,
a little bit of campfire. You know,
no. You autumnal. Want campfire?
Autumnal.
I got a whiskey for you.
Tastes like hoodies. Right? You know,
tastes like UGG boots and hoodies.
Right now, your wife has more of a man card than you.
Down vests.
Can't wait for hoodies.
Oh, God. But see, I liked it. And because I was working a lot of mornings at the time, I actually did get pumpkin spice lattes. But that was before pumpkin spice fever kicked in. I think it took like a year or two. Like 2010, 2011 was when that shit just went over the top and everything became pumpkin spice. Now there's pumpkin spice cookies and cereals and soap.
And candles.
All kind of shit.
That was a joke.
Right.
That was a joke,
pumpkin
by the way,
is in everything. Everything.
Yeah. That's, it's the new pomegranate.
Yeah.
Well, pomegranate was 10 years ago.
Pomegranate was in everything. Now it's pumpkin in everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, seasonally. Chris, you sent me that link to the pumpkin spice soap.
Yes.
And originally, that was a joke by them. That
was
like a gag that they had. And because they had such a demand, they even made fun of themselves. The next year, they're like, yeah, no, this is real this time because you motherfuckers wanted it.
Right. And it's true. They did. They made a pumpkin spice. Duke Cannon, which is a great brand.
Duke Cannon, like the pro-military big.
Yes.
You know,
designed for and by veterans and active military. I use their products. They're not a sponsor or anything. So this is not a, was it paid partnership? Is that what they call it on social media?
I guess.
I do use their products. They have a good aftershave, post-shave lotion, I should say. I use the face scrub. I've used the body wash. They got a lot of good stuff. But they make bars of soaps. And it's literally
big-ass brick of soap.
Yes, that's literally the name is big-ass brick of soap. It's like smells like
it.
Victory. Smells like naval supremacy. Like the
different
scents.
That one's my favorite one.
What, naval supremacy?
I have that one. I love that one.
I bet you do.
People still use bars of soap?
Yes, I do.
Andrew does because he doesn't want to use some foofy gel.
Is that some manly shit?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's...
You can't use body wash and a loofah like a normal person.
Actually, no. I have the soap on the rope.
Of course you do. Andrew's playing military. He's like one of those.
Of course,
he's like one
do.
Of those Midwest motherfuckers in like the camouflage pants.
Yeah, stolen valor.
Yeah, stolen valor. Yeah, that's what it is. You poser.
Got soap on a rope.
Soap on a rope. I'm pretending I'm in the barracks. You know, it's like you're not though. You're not.
Not gonna drop the soap.
I realize you live in the woods. Farmingdale is basically the woods, but you're not like deployed anywhere. All right, you're at home in an apartment.
Well, I do go to work in an active war zone. You can't say no to that.
I'm not going near that.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I don't want to use gel. It's too fruity. Actually, no. Andrew did used to use body wash when Axe made the metal body wash that was silver. Like, I sent Andrew a picture, and fucking the next day I was at his apartment, and there was like a crate of this body wash in the living room. And I was like, son of a bitch, he bought it.
I bought it in bulk.
He did.
A crate. That was the 5 gallon container.
Yeah. He got it at Costco. A fucking drum of silver body wash.
You scoop it out with your hands.
It's called metal. Listen, I have a social media brand I need to reinforce here. So he's not above body wash, but it needs to be like literally on brand for Metal Drew. But anyway, yeah, the pumpkin spice thing is just crazy out of control. But it's hard. Look, it does taste good. I'm not like addicted to it. I didn't have one at all last year. I kept saying like, I'll get one. I may get one like once a year. Again, I'm not a big coffee drinker, but because it tastes like dessert, why not? So once in a while, I will get a pumpkin spice, like, you know, just to have it because it is a seasonal thing. Like, I wouldn't drink it all the time. I don't drink coffee all the time, but I'm a friend of caffeine, or it's a friend of mine, I should say.
No shit.
And yeah, imagine that. Yeah. This is how I get amped up, everybody. It's pre-show. It's like, okay, wow. It's cocaine or caffeine. What's it going to be? Pick one. They're equally addictive. Actually, I think caffeine and sugar are more addictive than cocaine, but maybe. Yeah. I'm not about to find out.
Speaking of which, I think you missed some. Right? Over,
yeah, right.
Am I showing? That's that. You guys know that there's that clip of the Eagles playing Hotel California, like right when the album came out, and it's Joe Walsh and Don Felder playing, and then Don Felder says something, and I think one of them says something, and the other one whispers in the ear, and the other one laughs, and it, what they literally said was, "You're showing," which meant like you still have a little bit of cocaine around your nostril. Like, that was the thing. You're showing, like, oh,
you're showing.
Right.
That was what
we're doing lines because it's 1977,
right? Of course,
you know, you get cocaine with a full tank of gas. You know, back in the day, it was a whole different era.
Yeah, here you go. They just tossed the baggie in the window. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Baggie. It was a brick.
It's like, check your oil, wash your windshield, top off your gram. You know, that's kind of what it was.
Top off your gram.
But yeah, I missed the pumpkin spice thing last year just because I forgot that like November 1st, it's fucking gone. It's peppermint mocha season. So
peppermint mocha is so good, isn't it?
See, same. Like, I will buy in as long as it tastes like dessert. I'm all about it.
Peppermint mocha is so good.
And it is Christmas
every year.
I'm not going to deny that pumpkin spice has become very much synonymous with fall in flavor as well. I mean, pumpkin was never as rampant as it's been since the pumpkin spice thing took off. But the peppermint mocha, everything pepperminty to me is just says winter. Like, I use body wash. I'll use like mint-ish or eucalyptus body wash just because it has that refreshing kind of thing. I'll use that during the winter. What's that? Menthol. Yeah, whatever. Whatever has like mint in it. Like, I will use that during the colder months just because it feels refreshing. And citrus in the summer because I'm a weirdo.
It's funny how you're programmed like that, because I notice I do similar things. Like you said, like peppermint to you when you smell it is winter, Christmas. Yeah. You know, you're bundled up, you're under the covers, you're, you know, I'm gonna have a hot cocoa or some nonsense. Like that is 100%.
Andrew's sucking pork chops off the bone. Yeah. Like, he's got a plate of pork chops stacked. Yeah. Stacked like people eat pancakes and cartoons. Yeah. Or like Snoopy in a Charlie Brown Christmas, he's just picking bones off the stack and eating them.
You know what reminds me of every season? Pork chops.
Pork chops and fries.
I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, good night, Andrew.
You guys got this.
Thanks for playing.
Good night.
Good night, folks.
Anyway, sorry. Seasonally. Oh, we got to get you a cane.
Hold on. Anyway. I think I got one.
No. All right. Myself. That's fine.
Actually, I do have one.
I have no doubt. You're embracing this old man / grandpa.
No, it's because
look.
I fucking bruised my ankle at work. I have a cane. Like, I have a legitimate cane.
Wait, you bruised your ankle and you need a cane?
Yes.
Nobody walks with a cane because they have a bruised ankle.
Yeah, what kind of shit is that? What happened to you just playing Army like 5 minutes ago? Where's that guy? That guy doesn't go to work. What the fuck?
Again, you just don't need me.
I can't breathe.
I don't even have to be here. I'm just going to take a screenshot. I'm just going to keep my picture right there. And then you can just, you know, do whatever you have to do. Like, maybe you just like cut, like, I'll be like the, Stan's brother in South Park. You just move my head up and down to make me.
I would love a virtual Andrew. If I had another camera set up, but I could just have like a puppet, or like, you know, they used to do on
I'm going to make you a sock puppet of me.
Dude,
I'm just going to bring it up.
We need
the
a puppet, and then Chris will just do your voice. Well,
remember on Conan back in the day?
He doesn't need me. I get it.
Like, back when Conan was doing late night, like the late night show on NBC, and he would have, you know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger's face or something, but they'd have some guys and they would show the mouth. Yeah. Like, they would superimpose the mouth over the picture. It's like, you know, we got to do that with Andrew. And I'll just voice Andrew the entire time. Everybody can. Everybody can do the Andrew voice. Everybody's into it. It's like the pumpkin spice of Cape.
But it doesn't even sound like Andrew.
Yeah. Unlike pumpkin spice, the Andrew impression never goes out of season.
Yeah.
So there's that. Anyway, what about your autumnal traditions or your seasonal? Stop it. You're just making shit up. That's a made up word. All words are made up.
Use your own words.
What about it? I just watched that the other day. George Carlin, Back in Town. Everybody watch it. What were you saying about like Seasons and Scents and things like that? I realize we're...
But because
now
because,
you know how it feels to get derailed, asshole.
Oh, because I'm the one that does it.
Fucking A right you do. Go on. I will give you the room. Go ahead, please.
Right. No, mm-hmm. I just find it funny that we're programmed like that in the way that you smell something, be it menthol, be it peppermint, be it the scent of fallen leaves, like the candles from Bath and Body Works leaves. Ryan, I know you know what I'm talking
Burning
about.
Burning leaves.
I love Bath and Body Works. My favorite place. Yeah. I love all the smells.
I need new friends. Because you guys have changed way too much for my liking.
It's like, yeah, we go
the
in there and we
that
just
I have right now in my
one of my favorite pastimes. That, you know, you and the wife, and you go there and you just fucking smell everything. It's awesome.
I have no words. It doesn't happen often, but I got no words.
It doesn't happen
Ryan,
ever.
We won.
Yeah. Yeah, we won. Yes, we did it. Yeah. We did it.
It's taken 11 years. We finally shut him up.
We got you, you son of a bitch.
That's it. You guys are gonna force me to stress eat? Wait. What do I have here? What do I have here?
You're gonna eat. Do you have Starbucks right now?
I have a pumpkin spice latte right in front of me.
What? Who knew?
That woman card.
Wow.
Cheers.
Yeah. So I had one this morning when we went to Starbucks, and this time I was like, maybe I should just get the smallest one. So it's like 400 calories instead of 7,900
yeah.
for the next size up.
Right.
Because based on what I was ordering, I was like, she's ordering for me. She's like, can I have 3 pumps of this and 3 pumps of that and this many pumps? I was like, I don't know what kind of pumps you're putting in here, but
yeah.
It sounds like enough.
I got a couple of pumps
days.
For you, honey. And then you got yeah. canceled.
So, today we went and I was like, I'm going to get the smallest one. It'll taste the same, but I think right. I need less.
Yeah, I'll only have to walk for 45 minutes to burn this off.
Yeah.
this fucking dessert coffee.
To Jupiter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
This is good, though. First one of the season. I'm going to enjoy it, too.
Yeah. This is fate. We were talking about this.
It is fate.
You know, right?
I can almost feel myself
and
evolving.
And there he is. He's got a pumpkin spice latte.
That's right. I got it.
And he's talking shit.
I was talking shit. I literally said I tried it like 12 years ago and I was into it.
He's like, I need new friends.
Well, that. I'm like, I'm not sipping this while I'm walking around Bath and Body Works like some assholes I know.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
I did not even.
No, go ahead. Oh, please. Oh, this is not the time to hold back, Andrew. Please.
Yes, this is not the time, Andrew.
This is not the time or the place.
Yeah. No, definitely not the place. Please.
Don't hold back.
Go ahead. What are you thinking? I want to hear.
Well, I mean, if you want to say not the time or the place to hold back, I kind of got that at work the other day.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I heard you worship the devil now.
Yes.
Tell us
I am
more.
A Satanist. Yes. I am a card-carrying Satanist, which in and of itself right now is another segue that I'll hold on to.
I mean, we knew this, but
no,
that was like the army thing.
now, please note, I sent Chris a text before I brought this subject up, and I said, I don't want to keep doing this on your show because it seems like a gimmick that every time I come on your show, I talk about the Freemasons, and I don't want to keep doing that because I feel that it's a joke now.
But
I mean, I know it's always been a joke to you guys anyway, but. You know,
I mean, anything you bring to the table is rife for mockery. So
thanks.
It's not really. Let's be honest. Like between
that's
the
guy that says he needs new friends.
That's
but
right.
He wants to, you know.
Oh,
I love having you around for the misinformation because it's spinning comedy gold. So, it's spinning gold like that chick in that fairy tale. Anyway, I don't remember anything. Who? Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, who is the? What was her name?
I don't remember her name. She was
okay.
A peasant girl.
Guess. Say it like you know it. Say it fully confidently like her name was Rapunzel. You know, tell us something and I'd just be completely wrong.
Anyway, no, I'll say confidently that apparently I'm a Satanist and I worship the devil and I sacrifice babies.
Who
and
told
then Tuesday
you this?
Nights I go bowling. so the story is now last week I got hurt at work. I was
you bruised your ankle.
Oh man, I got a bruise.
Yeah, I got a paper cut, and they made me not drive. I'm done. Yeah, I had to go on workman's comp.
You're on the DL.
I was it. I was done. I couldn't even type papers. They didn't want me near a stapler.
Nope.
Nothing.
You're a fucking liability.
I am. I'm a useless. How do you more than one way?
Andrew, you drive for a living. How do you bruise your ankle driving? What because happened? I need to know what happened. We can't possibly just gloss over this.
Can't glaze over this at
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely. We need.
You know how I hurt my neck? I did my job. That's how I hurt my neck.
Wait, I thought it was your ankle.
You said you bruised your ankle.
Previously.
You are a fucking liability. Like, what is going on?
So you hurt your neck and your ankle. This is what you're telling me.
Jeez, Ryan loses his legs to diabetes.
There was a gap in time between me bruising my, me twisting and bruising my ankle to hurting my neck.
It was like a good four days.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew about
the neck is the one I'm telling you about.
Yeah.
The
neck thing.
Oh, I thought it was the ankle.
No, the neck partially.
Was Chris cutting in the middle of my conversation.
He just brought up the ankle and his walking stick. That I borrowed from the lodge. It's the same one we use if you are holding a stick, you talk.
All right, Chris, shut up.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm on light duty because I hurt my neck. The workman's comp didn't really just you got to twist the cup more so I can see the product placement, Chris.
Aren't you always on light duty?
Well, even lighter duty then. they had me in the sign shop, which means I was literally making stickers all day.
That sounds like fun.
Huh?
That sounds like my kind of job.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Like, can I get that job like on the regular?
Stickers? Yes, I could. Like, I was making decals, but not the kind of decals that any of us on the show would actually.
Oh, so not like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stickers or anything.
I'm making
stickers that are like I break for sanitation workers.
Yes, yeah, exactly. recycling works.
Oh, is it shit like that? I was wondering. Yeah, I'm seriously. Like, what do they make stickers of?
You should have a bumper sticker on your truck that says you're driving is garbage. So that way everyone behind you sees it.
That's awesome.
Now that you're making stickers, I mean.
You're driving is garbage. Like my truck.
Oh, God.
Gotcha.
Man.
Ryan's on fire tonight.
What a deadly combination this is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Jack guy's dead weight.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's the end of the day. I'm up front in the supervisor's area. We're all just bullshitting. And the afternoon supervisor, because there's three shifts, the afternoon supervisor comes in. And this is they got a TV in the room.
And someone dropped it on your ankle?
Huh?
Are you going to tell us the ankle story first?
No, they dropped it on his neck.
They dropped the TV on his neck.
We'll be here tomorrow morning. You're still trying to get through this story.
They tore off my leg and beat me in the neck with it.
Chris, just mute both of us until he gets done with this story.
That's actually not a terrible idea. Just for ha-has. Here, Ryan, you are muted. No, it didn't work. Hang on.
Yeah, nope. Exactly. See, he can't even do that.
Okay. All right. Ryan is me. I am going to mute myself so Andrew can talk because otherwise, yeah. Ryan and I are going to go full mime while you try to tell your story, Andrew.
Great.
Please
awesome.
Go That's ahead. Oh, I'm gonna. You know, I'm gonna mute myself. I'll mute myself on the board rather than Zoom because it's easier for me to turn it off. Go ahead and tell your story, Andrew.
Anyway, so, great. Now I got to turn this down so all I see is Chris's giant friggin' head. Anyway. We're sitting in the manager's area. TV's on, news is on, and they're talking about friggin' what went down over in the Middle East, and that's obviously a giant kerfuffle. And I'm not getting into that conversation with this crew or that crew over there. I wasn't about to talk about that because I don't know enough. However, the afternoon manager started to go down the queue hole. Yeah, no, I want you unmuted because I want you to respond to some of the things.
Okay, so is he openly? Yeah, Ryan, your ass is still muted. were you aware that he was one of these?
No.
Okay.
No.
So this was
this was an absolute surprise.
Gotcha.
I mean, not a huge one because he is ex-military and like he kind of
all
fits
the more
the
reason
bill
though.
That.
All the more reason. Like I don't understand how that think, jives.
I'm unmuted.
You yes. are unmuted, yeah.
He's back. Anyway,
hooray!
So he starts going down, like, they started talking about, like, the video of the the supposed guy hanging from the helicopter.
Right.
That they killed him, which has been disproven.
And you disagreed and he kicked you in the ankle. I'm still waiting for that.
He came over and just stomped my ankles even more.
Boom. He's like, oh, shit.
He swept the leg.
Wow. I was trying to crane.
Exactly. It's like the worst way to win a round of Mortal Kombat. And he did it to Andrew in real life. Yeah. Oh, my God.
All he kept doing was a spear and an uppercut and a spear and an uppercut.
Oh.
Get over here.
And that's how it hurt my neck. Those spears are sharp. Anyway.
So he starts going off about,
I'm gonna mute myself again.
Sleepy Joe this and all, you know,
he is pretty sleepy.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I mean, he runs like 5 miles a day. Yeah, clearly he's narcoleptic.
Pizza, and pizza this and you know, all the pedophile this and how Christianity's under attack. And then he looked at me and he's like, you feel Christianity's under attack? I go, no. He's like, do you believe in chemtrails? I go, no.
Ugh.
I have documented proof. Okay.
Oh boy.
I still don't believe that the documents are real. Like what you think, or at least if they are real, it's not what you think they are, because you're picking and choosing.
Chemtrails are not a thing.
He's like, it's cognitive bias. I'm like, no, it's confirmation bias. That's what it is. Cognitive dissonance.
When Andrew is correcting your grammar.
Wow.
Now you
fucked up.
You fucked up.
So he's continuing down this spiral. And now when I was the assistant supervisor, we all got
spiral idiocy. Put that on a sticker.
We all got work emails so we could all communicate with all the other supervisors and everything like that in case something was going wrong.
He sent you conspiracy YouTube videos to your work email.
Wait.
Oh shit. Okay.
It does link. So
I hit into something.
You can create, you know, your it's Outlook. So you create your signature on Outlook so you know whatever. So I put a Freemason, you know, I put the square and compass on there and I put my name, blah. So as he was going down his queue, I'm like, oh, now he's going to attack me because I'm a Freemason. He's like, yeah, you're right. They suck. All you do is worship the devil. I go, what? Like full force anger at me. Like yelling at me that he knows. He's like, you're not high enough. I go, what? And you are?
Yeah, right.
That's not, always not high enough. It's like, oh, that's the biggest. You don't know the real secrets. I'm like, what secrets? Since apparently you know them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you're not.
They can't be that secretive if your ass knows them.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have said I'm always high enough.
Yeah, right. And they'd be like, then somebody walks in. Hey, random drug test day. Ah, shit.
Ah, shit.
That's what I'll pass because I'm a Freemason. I know the secrets.
Exactly. I know how to filter my urine. That's one of the things we learn.
I can't even make this up. I can't even make this up. Like he literally was coming at telling me about how.
And
I
this
don't
dude's
know
this guy's a supervisor. I mean, I realize they're in all walks of life. These conspiracy theory nutters, because they're loud and proud these days.
Yeah, but he's the afternoon supervisor, and like I said, it surprised me. But now looking back at all of his actions, it doesn't, because he fits the bill of one of those that thought process.
Mm-hmm. One of those nuts. You could call them nuts. They are. They're nuts.
Yeah. It's like, you know, he's talking. It's like you read Albert Pike's memoirs. I go, you mean Morals and Dogma, the book that has to do with the Scottish Rite, like that he just talks about the how we should prepare ourselves mentally and spiritually. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
He's talking about chemtrails.
Yeah.
He was. He must have been affected by them. That's what it is. He must have got some in, you know.
Listen,
you know what it is? He didn't get his adrenochrome.
What is that? Is that that horse dewormer?
You don't know about this?
No.
Adrenal what now?
Adrenochrome?
No. I've never heard of that before.
No?
Please,
okay. So,
enlighten me.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Andrew spends a lot of time on Reddit, so we're about to find out some shit.
Yeah, let me find out.
Have you heard, did you hear about the whole nonsense of Pizzagate?
Of course.
Yeah.
We've all heard about that.
What do you know of that?
That
there was a pedophilia porn ring out of a basement of a pizzeria or some shit.
Yes,
like that.
A pedophilia porn ring run by Hillary Clinton.
By Hillary Clinton.
In the basement of a pizzeria that doesn't have a basement.
And Wayfair was involved. And Wayfair was involved.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Wayfair's connected to that too.
Trafficking kids in cabinets or something like that.
Which Andrew believed for like a day and a half, but he's over it now.
$15,000.
We talked about it on the show. Like you said, like there's the reason I feel like that had some weight to it. I'm like, oh shit.
And then all of a sudden I looked
at Andrew's going to step in it again, everybody. Buckle up.
Yeah. So the reason that Hillary Clinton is attached to that is not so much the pedophilia aspect as it is the Jewish own conspiracy everything. Just
I'm not saying a word. I'm not saying a word. I'm reacting facially, but I'm not going to say a word.
So it's the, you know, the Jews run everything, and what they're doing is not only are the men of this giant Illuminati NWO circle having pedophilic acts with the children. They're draining the children of this supposed chemical called adrenochrome, which keeps the receivers of said adrenochrome young.
But what's adrenochrome?
And do we have it as adults? Or does it, like, does puberty come along and wash it away?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's like puberty hits and it's
like
gone.
It's only something you
Shit,
yeah,
I like busted all my adrenochrome.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's
so
it.
Now we have to drink it to stay young. That's why Keanu Reeves doesn't age.
Oh, is that right?
Same thing with Paul Rudd.
He's another lefty. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all on the chrome.
They are.
That's the funniest shit. I love that these conspiracy nutters and these, let's be honest, a lot of them are racist and prejudiced to different stripes. But I love that they always reference the Matrix in a lot of their jargon. A movie with an insanely diverse cast and written and directed by two trans women, as
did
would play out in the future.
Did you see the tweet?
You're going to have to tell me which one. There's a couple tweets
out
there.
Elon Musk tweeted, take the red pill. He may have just been saying it just to say it.
Right.
Ivanka Trump said, already did. And then I believe it's Lana Wachowski is what?
Yes. Lana Wachowski is one of them.
Tweeted
one of
out,
the sisters.
Fuck you both.
amazing
so yeah
that's hysterical. I love it. But see, that's what I mean, the idea that they've adopted that whole Matrix, like, you know, red pill and blue pill, you know, all that stuff, and they use the fucking memes and everything like that, and the language of the Matrix, and it's like, you guys couldn't have picked a movie, you know, you guys couldn't have gone with, like, maybe something like American History X, something a little more on brand. No, you had to go for like The Matrix, which is actually...
No, they can't use American History X because the character actually goes through a transformation.
Oh,
they
shit.
Don't transform.
That's right.
You know, he sees the wrong that he did in his life, and they don't think they're wrong.
So, has the conversation gone any further with this guy as far as accusing you of being...
He avoided me.
Oh, that's it?
Mm. Yep.
Why? Because you're afraid you're going to...
Because I proved them wrong. Because
does he have kids and he's afraid you're going to take their code of Chrome away?
I am. Yeah.
Or whatever it's called. I'm just going to call it Code of Chrome because I don't know what it is. Because who doesn't like Paul Simon?
Code of Chrome.
Code of Chrome.
We should do a parody of that. What's it called again?
Adrenochrome.
Yeah. Adrenochrome away. Someone's probably on it. Someone's probably already done a
Adrenochrome.
A parody of that song. When I learned back on all the kids who were stolen in high school. Anyway, I'm not sending a check for that. It was parody.
Lana, it was Lily, the other
Lily Wachowski. That's yes. Okay,
so Chris? Can I do a screen share? Are you allowing me to?
You should be able to.
Okay, it says you disabled it.
I did. Hang on.
Host disabled participant screen sharing.
No, one participant can share at a time is what I got. All right, well, let's try it now.
Okay, hold on. Let me scroll down to the actual.
And we all got our phones in front of us. We could just pull up Twitter and look at it, but sure.
Yeah, but I found it, so I'm trying to make things easier.
Gotcha.
Okay. Hold on. Oh. Yes, there we go.
No, wait.
There.
Okay.
Oh, fuck you. Ad blocker. Yeah, right there. Elon Musk, take the red pill. Ivanka Trump, taken. Lily, fuck both of you.
Awesome. I love it. Send me that link.
All right.
I'm sharing the fuck out of it. Yeah, he's another one who's become like an outward weirdo. I mean, there's part of me like maybe just like poking the bear, and then I think he's probably nuts.
I hope that's what it is.
I don't know,
because he likes to he's the driving force behind a lot of the cryptocurrencies, and like,
right,
when he
right.
says things about crypto, the stocks go up or down depending on what he says. So I think it's more along the lines of that influencer mentality.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know. I don't know.
No.
It's a whole weird. It's all murky. I don't. Whatever. Let's get back to talking about seasonal flavors, shall we?
I love seasonal flavors.
Apparently, we do. We all do. Who knew? This is something we shared. I mean, honestly, I had no idea. But we're all in love with it. I have a question. Since quarantine, as we know it, is over, and hopefully does not return in any form or fashion. I am curious because I really didn't think about it with regard to myself until recently. But did you guys have any? Now, granted, just for reference, if you caught on to the show in 2021 and so forth, you may not have known, like, Andrew, with working in sanitation and his wife being a nurse, they were essential workers. So their week-to-week schedule didn't really change the way everyone else's has. Like, Ryan started working from home and, you know, stuff like that. So a lot of people's schedules changed. So Andrew and Veronica were not quarantined as such. Their schedule was mostly unaffected as far as work is concerned. But did you guys find yourselves developing any interesting or quarantine addictions you might not have? I'm not talking about like watching TV shows that you may not have watched if you didn't, you know, have, if you'd had places to go or something like that. But like, I'll give you an example for me. I got really into Disney Emoji Blitz, the mobile game, last year. Seems like a bit of a curveball, but I was playing that daily for more time than I probably care to admit. Like, and it was actually one of those games where once in a while I was so like into it that I would spend like the $2.99 to buy like 10 lives or, you know, plus a bonus box or some such bullshit, like spending real money on virtual shit. So it was something that I actually got into. And the only reason I even thought about it was because I don't really play the game anymore. Once in a while I will. I'll play like daily challenges and stuff like that. But I did find it appealing that every time you unlock a character, you get their emojis added to your keyboard. And where that really appealed to me was there are four Muppet characters you can get. And I was like, ooh, awesome. I can have Muppet emojis on my phone, which if I send them to you guys, they would just kind of pop up like pictures. You know, like I was sending you an image. They're not going to show up like the size of an actual emoji. But I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. So now I have all these Disney characters on my keyboard now, which is kind of fun. But that's something I probably wouldn't have been drawn to because I remember it's not that I was reluctant about mobile games. In fact, I remember Ryan. In, I think it was 2012. I think it was when I first moved back to California in 2012. And I sent Ryan an invite to, or a challenge on Words with Friends or something like that. And he was like, Chris Abalo's playing Words with Friends? What is this? Like, I think he thought, I think you thought that I thought I was above playing mobile games or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not that I wasn't. The co-op games like that, I was not into because if we're going to play a game, let's play a game. Like, if we're going to go back and forth with each other, like, let's do that. Let's play and play a couple of rounds. Like, I got really frustrated with our friend Corey because he literally was making one move a day. And it was a fucking month before we finished our last game of Words
and
with
he was,
Friends.
He was very unapologetic about it. He was like, I don't fucking care.
He was. But I'm like, well, then, but then why bother? Like, if you're not even going to play, why even open the app once a day to make a move? Like, you clearly don't want to play. Like, that's, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But just
then don't start a game with me, asshole.
Well, that's it. I mean, I was just kind of like, if we're going to play a game, like, let's play a game. And for a while, I was playing it a lot because I was at a desk job. I think it's Ryan. You were kind of on and off of it. I think Andrew had already quit Words with Friends and, you know, moved on to whatever was popular by 2012. Whatever Pokemon. Mobile game. What's that?
Pokemon.
No, Pokemon was 2014. I remember that when Pokemon took off. Because it was it was what made it's what made the world forget about the shooting at Pulse Nightclub. Sorry to be cynical like that, but literally, that's all anybody could talk about was gun control and the Pulse Nightclub shooting. The Pokemon Go came out like 2 weeks later, and that's all anybody was talking about. So that was the cure for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean,
that's the Hollywood, that's the Hollywood elites trying to get the adrenochrome out of everyone. They want them to forget about the tragedy.
Hollywood elites.
Yeah, the Hollywood elites. The Hollywood elites who created Pokemon. Oh, wait.
Yeah, wait. Exactly.
Exactly. But, anyway,
this is how you sound, people.
This, yeah, pretty much. Actually, Andrew is making connections in the spirit because apparently he works with these people, so he's got the inside track.
And surprising, like
when it comes to these loose threads as they connect. But anyway, did you guys have something like that like maybe you were drawn to again outside of like TV shows or something? Like I watch more TV than usual, like we all did. We all did a lot of couch time during quarantine. But is there anything you guys picked up, maybe paid attention to that you thought, wow, this wouldn't really have been on my radar? If there were places to go and things to do, maybe I wouldn't have gotten into this.
Not really.
No.
To be honest, I mean, anything resembling quarantine ended for me by Memorial Day last year. Mm-hmm. Like I was back out in the world as soon as I could,
right.
Possibly. So I wasn't staying home as much. So there was nothing that I was like, well, we're going to be stuck home for however long. Might as well.
Well, not even with that. Yeah. It's just more something like you had the time to get into. Where like you kind of stumbled upon it, like, let me give this a try. Like that's how it was with me with the game. I kept getting ads for it on, you know, whatever social media. And I was like, that looks like it could be fun.
Yeah, no, and I was looking for a game. Like I wanted a game to play on my phone and I was trying to figure out what I would want to play and I just couldn't. So I didn't. because, you know, when we haven't played Words with Friends for years, and like I was stuck on Angry Birds a few years ago when the second when the sequel came out, I was playing that nonstop. But then I was like, I was over that, and I couldn't figure out what I wanted to play. And I've been like looking, and I was like, what the fuck do I want to play on my phone? I need a game, even if it's just one game, and I couldn't figure it out. So I gave up.
Well, the reason I got into the Disney game was because I was playing the Family Guy, another freaking mobile game, which was similar in that you got to match up colored objects, and you know it's
right.
drinks.
I You're remember you playing that.
Yeah, like that was a fun game, and that was also like X amount of moves. Whereas with Emoji Blitz, it was different because they're timed rounds. So I was like, oh, okay, this is it's similar in that you got to match up the shapes, and in the case of Emoji Blitz, the characters, but I said, okay, this is different because there's like a time limit attached to it. So this is kind of more challenging. I got to be quick and my hand thumb coordination needs to be better. You know, shit like that. So in that way, it was kind of fun. Mm. What about you, Andrew? Did you pick up anything or did you not have any kind of time? I was picking up garbage. As usual.
<Hi-oh. laughs>
And cigars to smoke 4 nights a week. No, was there anything that you feel like you got into? Because like there wasn't anything going on. I mean, you weren't having your meetings every Tuesday night at the lodge. I mean, you were having virtual ones. But is there anything you kind of found yourself like, I probably wouldn't have stumbled onto this if life had carried on as usual?
That's a good question, because I can't think of something really quick off the top of my head.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure that I developed some stupid habit.
Other than OnlyFans, we went over that last week.
Yeah.
Carpal tunnel. That's what I developed. Anyway.
Yeah.
Haven't we all?
I have hairy thumbs now.
And I'm blind.
I need to see.
They were right. Blind. Jesus cried and his tears made me blind.
Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese.
Maybe if anything, it's a interest in theology.
Really? Like, to what extent?
Yeah, like...
And that, like, you're like Bret Michaels and you look for something to believe in?
Good song.
No, it's not. It is. No, it's fucking not. You're getting muted again.
That guitar solo.
I'm muting you again. Fuck this.
Like anthropology of it, really. Like the anthropological view of where
autumnal view. Sorry,
I'm just gonna throw words together.
I'm hooked on the words.
Words good. When you say words.
I haven't played Words with Friends in years, so like my language is falling apart, whereas yours is improving.
So
because of Satan, if anything, Lucifer is improving your vocabulary.
Yes, he is. You know, it's all that good Satan dick that apparently I'm getting.
Oh, that's going in the trailer.
All that good Satan dick.
That's going in the episode trailer, dude. Sorry, you fucking opened the door on that one.
I have to give you something good.
That would be an episode title if it wasn't so graphic. Sorry. I think the episode title's just going to be, it started at a Starbucks or whatever the hell. Because that's literally the note we started the show on. Anyway, in what way? In anthropology, in as much as what? Because society was crumbling last year.
Pretty much.
As we know it, society was fucking falling apart.
Well, yeah, it's kind of one of those things. It's like, where did this come from? Like, why did this why did we get here?
Mm.
You know, right. And then dissect those aspects of like, why is it that the hardcore right-wing Christians are doing this? Mm. Well, where did their theology come from? And then, you know, oh, it came from Greek, and then it came from the Hebrew, and then it came from Sumerian myths, and then like, yeah, like all these words that
you're making Ryan's dick itch
anymore.
Knock it off.
Yeah, you're making my dick itch.
Normally, that's a good thing.
No, it's not on camera. It's not.
Well, not on these cameras.
Yeah, exactly.
Ratchet.
Speaking of OnlyFans, what have we been saying? Lid for every pot, Ryan. We make you some money.
There's a lid for every pot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just.
I mean, you'll still be working from home, but
chocolate chips.
Yeah, I'm always looking for that lid though. Whenever I'm actually boiling something in a pot, like, where's the fucking lid?
Yeah, like,
I know I have it.
Chris keeps saying this expression, but I never find it. Nowhere in the house. I don't
understand. Where's the fucking lid?
No, I hear that, Andrew. Actually, to connect that, which is really interesting, and Andrew, we were talking about this last week, but I highly recommend to everybody, if you have HBO Max, or may just be on HBO as well, but like most people, I watch everything on streaming. But there's a doc on Woodstock 99, which is fascinating, yes. not just yeah. as a time capsule. And I'll say it opens with the director saying this could have been a comedy to look at all the funny things about 1999, you know, looking in hindsight at, you know, the music and the fashion and all that other stuff. But this telling this story is much more like a horror movie. Like, that's literally how the thing starts and everything that happened. And it's interesting when you look at things socially and everything that went on without getting into the details, because I watched it once like 2 weeks ago and I really enjoyed it. But it's very eye opening looking at that through the lens of 2021 and saying, wow, now you can kind of see how there's a straight line between some elements of society that were college age then that are adults now. We'll say that much. And it's really a nice backdrop, Andrew. I like that. Andrew put up the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia background of Charlie Day, you know, connecting everything on the board. You know, that meme
That's
you
perfect.
All see. Yeah. That shout out to Andrew's afternoon supervisor. Yeah. But anyway, it's really fascinating to watch it now when you look at it and say, like, ah, okay. So there are like things that were... They weren't necessarily warning signs, but you can make a direct correlation between some elements of society now and kind of what went on there and how it kind of played out. So, yeah, I recommend the Woodstock 99 doc to anybody, in part because it is hilarious to look at that moment where we were talking a little bit in the pre-show about Limp Bizkit, a subject I never thought would fucking come up again in life. But
Limp Bizkit.
But you kind of forget there was a moment in time. It was a brief moment, but a moment in time where they were the biggest band. In mm-hmm. the country, at least. I can't speak for the world, yeah. and I won't dare to, but the country, like, there was a point.
Oh, yeah.
And that was it, where it was like, more people were at Woodstock 99 to see Limp Bizkit than Metallica. Like, it was fucking mm-hmm. nuts. And that, and then you look at just the lineup of all the people who played over the course of those couple of days and everything, and it's really like, wow. So it is a time capsule, and really interesting to me, too, flipping through yearbooks and shit. If you haven't followed me on Instagram lately, I've been posting some old photos from down the years because we're getting a little nostalgic, because every year when fall starts, I always think about, like, wow, how long ago was it since I blah blah blah. And I've been friends, as hinted at in a, well, I should outright said, in a pre-show video clip that went out last week from the pre-show from last week's show, where I realized that I've been friends with Andrew, Veronica, and Dan Hempel, who, you know, is a recurring character on this show and the only podcast that matters, for 22 years, because I became friends with them senior year of high school, which just started because school in New Jersey always starts that Tuesday after Labor Day. And I realized, like, oh, wow, yeah, 99, that's it. So it's kind of also like thinking back to Woodstock 99, that was the summer before my senior year, the summer I got my first car and stuff like that. So it was weird to look at, like, it kind of took me back. Watching the doc did take me back to that moment in time in my life, even though I was nowhere fucking near Woodstock 99. But it's interesting, the time capsule element, but also, when you look at kind of the way things have played, some things have played out in society. Really, really fascinating. So I do recommend everybody check that out, including you guys. Andrew already got this spiel last week. But really, really fascinating. Speaking of the aforementioned Metallica, incidentally, and this is an unintentional segue, because I didn't plan to talk about the Woodstock 99 thing, but a bunch of people reached out to me during, last week at the point when you're hearing this, but we're recording this on Thursday, September 9th. And I got a couple of messages from people because early last week, Metallica made the announcement they were performing on the Howard Stern Show with Miley Cyrus. And I immediately had a bunch of people. Yes. Well, that show broadcasted today on the 9th. And now it makes sense. They're like, Thursday show, which they didn't do a show Monday because it was Labor Day. So it's still a 3-day week, which is what the Stern Show usually does. Usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right.
And instead it was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because Labor Day, obviously, they didn't broadcast. They came back to live shows on Tuesday. But people said, I had a bunch of people ask me, like, first of all, why? Why is Metallica doing this? Why is Howard Stern allowing this? And, you know, all sorts of stuff. Like, a couple of people wanted my opinion. And I was like, thanks. I'm getting into that on next week's show because it's going to be close enough to when it happened. I didn't listen to it. I'm not going to listen to the Metallica Miley Cyrus portion of it because I'm not interested. I'm sure he's going to play clips from it. You know, in the days following and everything.
So in the same vein, Metallica has taken over Channel 40, which is normally Liquid Metal, until the 15th, I believe. And all they're doing is playing Metallica music. Every day you get three live cuts from concerts and whatnot.
Right.
And then like stuff that they listen to, and you get the four guys being the hosts. I don't listen to it.
Right.
Metallica, sadly, has been one of those bands where I played it so much when I was younger that I just don't care for it anymore.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, this Black Album box set, the 30th anniversary super deluxe box set, does appeal to me because there's a bunch of stuff from the era that's never been released. It's like studio footage of them recording the album and stuff like that. And I love all that shit. I eat that stuff up. But it's also in this $200 box set that I'm like, $200. I mean, I love a good
the
like
CD that came out with the cover CD.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment. Okay. Because I do want to talk about that. But a couple of things, because people were asking me, first of all, the thought about Howard Stern doing this. I do believe, and speak for Howard, but just my opinion as a huge fan, that I think he genuinely likes Metallica. I think he genuinely likes Miley Cyrus. I think he appreciates her talent as much as it's not my thing. It's surprising it is because he's 67. I'm just being honest. It's not like she appeals to a lot of people in that age bracket. Put it that way. she's been on, she comes on like once a year or something like that. She's been on pretty frequently. Metallica has been on here and there. They were just on in 2020. I think they came out in the fall, something like that. So I think he genuinely likes them. People, of course, have accused, like, well, he's looking for a younger audience. Like, he's not looking for a fucking younger audience. Like, do you really think he's trying to appeal to, like, the Hannah Montana era kids who are now, like, knocking on 30? I really don't think so. Number one, he doesn't have to because he's got a 5-year contract. He's going to be on the radio until, you know, the end of 2025 anyway. But also, like, there's not that competition thing where he's got to do it for the sake of ratings because that just doesn't exist anymore. Because everything's on demand. Well, not really for anybody. I mean, once upon a time, you had to choose between Leno and Letterman. You were one or the other because you could only tune into one. Now you can watch literally all the late night guys because nobody watches late night on late night. Watch clips. Yeah, they watch it on demand or clips on YouTube or whatever, like the next day. Like, you can be a fan of everybody. Yeah. You don't need to pick and choose like you had to back in the day.
I think John Oliver does a brilliant with Last Week Tonight, cutting his show and editing the show. Mm-hmm. So that you get like the one major talking point he normally does, but you could also go back and watch
the entire show. But it's like you can watch it whenever. Like, you don't need to choose between watching whatever's up against John Oliver at like 11 o'clock on a Sunday. You can catch up on stuff on your schedule. So like the idea of doing something for ratings that kind of doesn't exist in the same way. So I don't think Howard's motivated by that. I don't think it's contrived in that way. And there's a lot of stuff that is. Like, for instance, the only reason Metallica played the Lou Reed project aside, which I don't understand because Lou Reed's one of those musicians I just don't get. But we'll go deeper into music stuff. There'll be a much broader music discussion in a future episode that's forthcoming. So stay tuned for that. There'll be a music-oriented show. We're going to rant a lot about music. But this is so timely that I did want to jump on it now. But the only reason Metallica played on the Grammys, I think it was 5 years ago, maybe beginning of 2017. I think the Grammys were in like February or something. I don't know. I haven't watched the Grammys in forever. But the only reason they performed on the show is because they perform at Lady Gaga. Mm. So the only reason Metallica's on the show is because Lady Gaga's on the show. And that was another incident where like James's mic wasn't even turned on for like the first verse of the song. So all you heard was her. It was one of those things where like, oh, technical difficulties. Right. Because nobody does sound checks before a big live show like the Grammys. I'm sure it was just a glitch. But that's the only reason Metallica played in the same way. Like, the Grammys, nobody associated with the Grammys gives a shit about Lemmy. But when he died, Hollywood Vampires played Ace of Spades because Johnny Depp is in the Hollywood Vampires. It's like, oh, Johnny Depp's going to be on the Grammys. Fine. Come on. You can play. Like, that's the only reason. It's like, you want Lady Gaga to perform? Fine. She's got to do it with Metallica. Okay. Metallica can play on the Grammys. You want Johnny Depp on the Grammys? Well, he's going to play a tribute to Lemmy. They're going to cover a Motorhead song with his band. Great. They can play on the Grammys. That's the only reason. Like, that is absolutely contrived. I don't think that Metallica teaming up with Miley Cyrus and performing on the Howard Stern show has to do with that. Having said that, this is because she did a cover of Nothing Else Matters on this tribute CD, which, let me tell you,
sucks.
This tribute CD, The Blacklist is what it's called. First of all, it's 4 discs. It's way too much. The Black Album is 12 songs.
Yeah.
It's 12 goddamn tracks. And looking at the lineup for this Blacklist tribute CD, I have to think that the only audience for this is Metallica themselves. Because I don't imagine anybody is looking at this like, I got to check out that. I mean, I realize we're in the streaming era, so people just pick and choose like what songs they listen to. But I'm just thinking, I really don't know who's into this. Other than like Lars jerking off like, we're so great. We've influenced so many different acts and look at all these genres.
That's
influence
literally.
To everybody. No Metallica. We never followed the rules. We never played the corporate game. Right. Anyway.
That was a pretty good impression.
Thanks, man. But I really don't understand like who this is intended for. Now, look, I haven't heard of a lot of the artists on this album. which not putting anybody down for. Look, if they get a spotlight shined on them through Metallica, awesome. Like, seriously, good for them that they're going to get some kind of attention if people check out this insane four-disc album. But just to run down it, and I have heard of most of these people, but all right, rather than go over everybody, like, here are the people I have heard of. Ghost, I've heard of. Okay, they're a known band in terms of, like, mm-hmm. rock and metal, even though the music isn't particularly metal. It's more the imagery. But
yeah, they're much more pop.
It's much more poppy, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but, like, metalheads love the band, I guess, just because that image, which is kind of cool.
It's, yeah, Weezer.
Weezer doing Enter Sandman, which got released like 2 weeks ago, which I could give less than a shit about hearing anything from Weezer these days anyway. I mean, a bunch of people were saying, like, well, what's the problem with Weezer covering Africa, you know, a couple of years ago when, like, the internet was clamming for that. And I said, it's because nobody likes Weezer that much. They don't even like Toto's Africa that much. It's just one of those things that starts on the internet where it's like, you know, you go into Urban Outfitters, you could see like a Toto Africa t-shirt and stuff like that. It's like some hipster bullshit where it's just like, oh, Africa's the best song in the world. Who's going to play it? Weezer. Because it's a band they can name from Once Upon a Time. And then Weezer does a whole covers album. But I have less than no interest in anything Weezer does these days, you know, because it's been terrible. You know what?
Going through this, there's only two bands that I actually buy their version of the song for. Would be The Who, the H-U.
Okay.
The Who, the Mongolian band, they did Through the Never.
Mm-hmm.
They also did Sad But True. But it doesn't seem to be on this specific...
which is weird, because again, four discs.
Yeah.
it's and like then, 168 versions of these songs, and somehow they couldn't have two.
And then Rodrigo y Gabriela did The Struggle Within.
Right, which is cool, because they've done instrumental covers of all sorts of songs throughout the years. Like, yeah, they play nylon string guitars.
I like those two guys. They're brother-sister act. They're very good.
Yeah, they're really good. I like them. They do a great version of Stairway to Heaven. They've done a bunch of songs. So this is very much in their wheelhouse.
They did not Tornado of Souls.
Symphony of Destruction?
Yeah, no.
Peace sells, but who's buying?
No.
Is it even Megadeth, Andrew?
It is Megadeth.
I'm taking shots in the dark here. I have no...
Yeah, I know.
I don't know about this. Well, anyway,
whatever.
The point is,
they had a cover. It was three songs. It was a Slayer song. It was Seasons in the Abyss.
Mm-hmm.
They did Metallica. Master of Puppets. No, they did Battery. Excuse me. They did Battery. And then they did Megadeth. Holy Wars. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. Wow. All that just to get the Holy Wars.
Yeah, I know. I'm an asshole.
No, it's not that. I mean, it's just funny. There's a lot of us. So. This is, yeah. Well, you gave me a clip for sure. Ryan gave us the name of the show.
It's 9:12. I mean, my medicine's kicking in. It's time for me to go to bed anyway. So,
yeah, Andrew ate like
wrap it up.
Yeah, he ate 2 pounds of pork chops like an hour ago before we started. Yep. So there may very well just be a montage of Andrew shoveling squares of pork chops, little cubes of pork chops in his mouth because we were rolling
that out on Monday.
But there's a couple of bands. I'd be curious. Like Royal Blood is good. They did Sabbath True. So did Saint Vincent. Also did Sabbath True. Corey Taylor did Holier Than Thou. Cage the Elephant did Unforgiven. That could be interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And what else? But okay, so Miley Cyrus doing Nothing Else Matters, and people's ears perked up because they're like, "Ooh, Miley Cyrus and Elton John." I have no fucking interest in them doing Nothing Else Matters. No interest.
It's garbage.
And people are like, "Oh, but it's Elton John, right?" Name the last new Elton John song since Circle of Life.
Yeah, and look,
nobody can do it. Does it? So don't act like because Elton John's
all the rest of the people on that song.
Yes, Yo-Yo Ma, Chad Smith, and Robert, who's the bass player for Metallica.
Yeah,
but I mean, to be honest, there are two songs out of this entire lineup that I would really want to listen to, is Chris Stapleton doing Nothing Else Matters.
Ooh,
because Chris Stapleton's a legit country guy.
Yes, he is.
Like, in as much as, like, not cow pop, the term I coined back in, like, 2008, where it's like that pop country stuff. Chris Stapleton is legitimately like it's like rural soul music, like what country kind of used to be.
Like a slower bluegrass kind of.
Well, not even that. Just like there's actual stories there. It's not just like, you know, I'm out in my truck with my friends and we're out doing stuff. It's not that. It's, you know, it's actual like songs that are telling stories and things like that in a more traditional country way.
You want to hurt your head for a second?
Why not? I just had a grande PSL. So let's get nuts.
Number 26, Wherever I May Roam by J Balvin.
I don't know who that is.
J Balvin is a reggaeton artist.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, who the fuck?
Like this, and I heard that version of it, and that's what he turns that song into.
But that's what I mean. Like, is the point just to show, like, look how many people were influenced by Metallica, by the best selling metal album of all time, Shock of Shocks. Yeah. It's just kind of a weird move to me to even put this out. Something like, who's this album for? I mean, again, I realize nobody's going to buy like a 4-disc set because people aren't buying albums. And I think that the vinyl is like 7 LPs or something like it's crazy because it's so many songs. Like the vinyl box set is huge because people will buy vinyl over CDs, which is still a fucking mystery to me. Makes no sense. But I don't know, man. I'm looking at this and I don't understand. Oh, the other cover I'd be interested in, who also did Nothing Else Matters, was Darius Rucker.
Really?
Because that could be really interesting. Which is funny, because think of the 90s. Think of how far out of the way Metallica would have gone to separate themselves from a group like Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, from Hootie and the
and
Blowfish.
Yet now it's like, hey, the singer from Hootie and the Blowfish is covering one of our songs. Now they love it. So weird. But they probably would have done the same for any Disney actor as well. And yet here they are, fucking duetting it up with Miley Cyrus.
All of a sudden, Elsa is singing, you know, some nonsense.
Yeah, was Idina Menzel not available? Adele Dazeem, was she not available for this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just such a weird move. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm not interested in hearing it. It's most confusing to me, like, why Metallica is like, yeah, let's get Miley Cyrus in on this thing. That to me is more confusing than even them, you know, coming on Howard. Because why? I mean,
who's coming on Howard?
Yeah, right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But I don't get. It really is just like, okay, this is like, I posted about it yesterday on my Instagram story, so it's long gone because the show is going up days later. But I just said, like, guys, it's time for the Sanitarium. Like, it's over. I mean, Metallica is one of those bands where I still will listen to it. I don't necessarily listen to an album top to bottom. I don't think I have any full albums of theirs on my iPod. But Andrew, do you send a video of any of these songs? Because I'm not clicking on it. Andrew sent something in the chat.
It's the Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah? Okay. All right. Well, that I'm curious about. Like that, again, I will listen to that because it's like, okay, that's an interpretation. That's something he might have done separate from this masturbatory tribute album that the band's putting out.
Yeah.
But like,
well, the first three notes, it sounds pretty good, but I didn't listen. Obviously,
I mean, I'm not sure we could judge anything by the first three notes, but okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want to be playing in the background while I'm trying to.
Yeah, please don't. It was bad enough you were eating through the first half of the show. Could we please not like also have, you know, some noise, some environmental noise going on in the background?
Pork chops.
So, yeah, I'm just surprised by it all, and it's not. I mean, Metallica's one of those bands too. Like, I won't be going to see in concert just because they've released a bunch of, like, officially released live videos. And during quarantine, you know, they did put out some concerts. I think one a week. They're like every Friday they were playing
concert. They did that on Facebook every week.
Oh, I think it went up on the YouTube channel too, because I kept getting recommendations on there for these full concerts. And I just thought, like, that's fine, but like, they don't.
I was more interested in Psycho Stick, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah,
those guys are fun.
There are a dozen acts I would have been interested in watching their full concerts before Metallica's, but like, Metallica's one of those bands I wouldn't probably go see live at this point, just because it just doesn't sound great. Nothing's played as fast as it used to. Like, James's voice is kind of, and look, I can't imagine what's like singing like that for one show, let alone 40 years. But it just kind of sounds like, hey, 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 hey. Like, there's just no enunciation at all. No, and I'm not saying I could do it. I'm not picking on the guy. I'm just saying, but that's got to be difficult.
It's not 20-year-old James angry at the world.
Well, there's that
screaming,
too.
Screaming, you know, that.
It just doesn't.
Young man. It's the same thing with Slayer.
Right.
Tom couldn't do those screams anymore.
But they knew when to call it quits. There are those bands who, I mean, we were talking a little bit about Dee Snider before the show as well, and it's like Twisted Sister knew, like, they didn't want to stay too long at the party, so they called it a night. I mean, even Kiss, as much as people want to pick on Kiss about stuff, and it's just like, oh, they can't really do anymore. Right, but they're literally doing a farewell tour as we speak. So at least they're saying, like, you know what, we're done with this, we're closing the book on this because we can't keep doing it. I mean, they're knocking on 70. Understandable. Right. And there's certain people who will do it until they die, who can still do it, like Sammy Hagar, who can still sing. Who still go out and play shows and sound great. There's a handful of people. Steven Tyler can still do it. Glenn Hughes can still do it. Bruce Dickinson can still do it.
I was going to say, you better say Bruce Dickinson.
Of course I will. Absolutely. Especially based on that new album, which better be number one by the time you're hearing this. Iron Maiden Senjutsu better be number one. But there are some people who can still do it and will keep doing it until they die. But I understand bands calling it quits, but Metallica, I'm just looking at it like there's nothing there for me. I was shocked at how good Hardwired was as an album. Like, I really, really was. I haven't revisited as much. I'll listen to that song in particular, if anything. I haven't put the album on necessarily and listened to it top
to
bottom.
Spit Out the Bone. That's the one that keeps going back to me.
There's that, and I forget the song that was kind of the tribute to Lemmy. I can't remember the name. It's from the second disc. So I guess like track 8 or 10 or something like that. I don't remember what it was. Or like Moth to a Flame was a good song, but like the song Hardwired I'll listen to because it feels like Metallica. I mean, the rest of the album is good too, but it's like, I don't know. They're one of those bands I've come back to like less and less, like you, because I have heard it so much. I mean, it used to literally play Tekken 2 to Ride the Lightning back in the day. Actually, that was senior year of high school too. So that was 22 years ago. My friend wanted to put on the first Slipknot CD. I'm like, no, let's listen to Ride the Lightning again. Those are the days. Those are the fucking days. Anyway, so those are my thoughts on that. I don't think anybody's doing it for ratings or to create a better audience. I feel like it's all just kind of self-serving or trying to appeal.
Murder
to
One,
I should say. Murder One, that song I liked because it was more mid-tempo, which was kind of surprising, but I enjoyed that. Yeah, Murder One, that was it. Anyway, that's my Metallica rant. Yep. I don't get it. I'm seeing more and more about this, and especially like people were talking about that Weezer Enter Sandman cover, and I thought if I had to name a band I did not want to hear do Enter Sandman, like if I had to make a list, Weezer would have been in the top 10. Just don't need it.
I can't
not
like,
interested
like,
even
Toto
slightly.
And I could see that
it's a little closer.
You want a good metal cover of a non-metal band, go listen to the cover of Roundabout by the band Allegiant. I believe I might have sent you the link already, Chris. But
you probably did. Andrew sends me a lot of covers.
Allegiant had put out a couple covers over the quarantine. Roundabout was one of them, and they're pretty faithful. They just obviously overturn, you know, like they just overdrive the sound because
right.
they're a metal,
but that's,
metal act.
That's kind of typical, is to do a faithful version of the song, but you sound like you were a band doing it.
Yes.
Like that's a pretty common thing. It's the idea of somebody who's well outside, like Weezer, who's another band I've just lost interest in, like, a long time ago, where it's just like, wow, it does nothing for me. In fact, I remember being in the Dearly Departed Vintage Vinyl sometime. It was pre-pandemic, so it was within, you know, maybe 2 years ago, and hearing a song playing through the PA, and I just thought, this sucks. It sounds like bootleg Weezer. What is it? So I pulled out my phone and Shazammed it. It was Weezer. And I was like, oh, this is dog
shit.
It
was Weezer.
It was Weezer, and it was a song from the White Album. And I said, wow, this sucks. This sounds like a band trying to be Weezer. And it does. And
wow.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. And then now with their whole like, hey, Van Weezer, 80s metal and like Rivers Cuomo. I don't know if he legitimately has them.
I am kind of curious about that. I heard one of the songs that was kind of fun.
Van Weezer.
Yes, yeah. That's the new album. It's like their 80s metal tribute album. I'm like, fuck that. I have no interest. Like
not,
even the song
covers, but like sort of in that style.
Right.
Yeah. No chance. No chance for me. I mean, I was even crazy about the song they did for the Bill and Ted soundtrack. Even that I thought was a weird pull. I'm like, really going to have Weezer do the song for Bill and Ted? Like, did you listen to those first two soundtracks? Yeah. granted, Weezer didn't exist at that point when those movies came out, but like, you wouldn't think Weezer. Like, Tosin Bozzi, that's fine. The dude's a guitar hero. Like, if you're going to pick somebody to do the guitar parts in the vein of like Steve Vai, who did them for Bogus Journey, then absolutely. But Weezer is going to do the main
right
song.
In there.
He does. Well, as he's the modern equivalent of like those guitar heroes of the 80s and 90s. But having Weezer do the song, the big song, really? You would have been better off getting like Stephen Pearcy, who can barely sing. Like, have him do it. Have some cobbled together version of Rat do the song for Bill and Ted 3. Come on. I'd rather hear that than hear Weezer. But that's just me. I don't know. It's just
this should be a good cliffhanger to the music show that you're gonna post.
Yeah, the music show is gonna happen. That's probably gonna be in like October. That's a couple of weeks out. It's gonna be a fun discussion. We've been all over the road.
Yeah, we have.
We've covered a lot of ground. And there's some really good pre-show. So if you are not currently supporting the show on Patreon, there's like a good half hour pre-show from this. And we know because we just did it. So if you've enjoyed this, a lot of malarkey in that first 30 minutes. And I do not use that word lightly.
No, he doesn't.
No, or ever. This is probably the first time I've used the word malarkey. Now I've said it twice in my life. But that's worth your $5 a month, everybody. So get in on that.
Yeah, I got your $5 right here, pal.
Hey.
He needs about $3.50.
Yeah.
No negotiation. $5. $5. You want your bonuses? Give me $5. It's like a cover charge, except it's only once a month.
How much for that Patreon? $5. Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. How about I give you $1.25 and you and let me hear the first 10 minutes. Oh, good stuff. Well, I say that does it. We're good. Andrew's got to go to bed anyway. It's 9:24. It's bedtime. The pork chops are well digested. Actually, yeah, it is Ryan's too. But anyway,
kicking in.
So if you haven't already subscribed to the show, you absolutely should. Subscribe on the podcast app of your choice, of course. And follow the show at Cape Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And you can follow me on Twitter at Chris Abalo and on Instagram at Chris Sells Out. You can follow Andrew on Twitter and Instagram at Metal_Drew. And follow Ryan on Instagram at Honey, I Drunk the Beers. And once again, patreon.com/CapePod if you want to support the show. Bonuses basically every week because there's usually always pre-show. And some more stuff coming. Jack has an exclusive that we recorded a couple of weeks ago that's coming out this month. It will be released publicly. We'll get into the details of that, but that will be coming out by the end of September. It'll be released publicly so you know exactly what it's going to be. And that will be a monthly feature on the Patreon. So stay tuned for that. And of course, the show is new every single Monday, so make sure you're subscribed. And if you are, please give the show 5 stars, a thumbs up, write a little review on wherever it is you get the show. Much appreciated.
Share
it. We appreciate that. And subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. There's a link tree because, of course, there is. If you go to my social media or the Cape Pod social media, get to the link tree, get to the YouTube channel, or just type in Chris Abalo's podcast experiment. You're bound to find something. There's hundreds of clips and episodes, so you're probably going to find something if you go to YouTube and type in even just my name. Do that. And that'll do it until next week. So, until next time, for Andrew Rizzitello and Ryan Taggart, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment.
How do you receive your light? Have you heard of Luciferianism? It goes right up your ass.
Right up your ass.
Where was that during the show, you son of a bitch?